There is outrage in some circles about the designations of certain people to the Judicial Service Commission and the Magistrates Commission. We speak to Mr. Mbeki Zeli, Benjamin of Judges Matter. Good morning, Mr. Benjamin.
Good morning, Chris, and thank you so much for having me.
Which of those designations do you find problematic?
Well, we find problematic the designation of former Minister Faith Lutambi as part of the Magistrates Commission and Dr. John Shoppe as part of the Judicial Service Commission. We believe that both individuals are not suitable to be part of these commissions, particularly if you look at the role that both commissions play in terms of appointing judges and magistrates who are court. And the key role and function that they play is that they should check whether the judge or the magistrate or the judicial officer is fit and proper to be appointed as a judicial officer. There is a constitutional requirement in terms of Section 174 of the Constitution. It says only suitably qualified and fit and proper people. And what the JSC has said is fit and proper is someone who is ethical, is someone who has integrity, someone who has not been previously been found guilty of any ethical indiscretion. So there shouldn't be a disciplinary process, even a criminal process, that has found that person guilty. So that is what is required of a judicial officer. And the people who do the job are the 23 members of the JSC. They sit as a collective to scrutinize and scrutinize quite seriously the candidates. And one of the things that the JSC has recently changed, that now, even if you have a judgment against you, a debt against you, you should disclose it, because that is something that goes to your integrity. And that is something that they question. So even if you are involved in disciplinary proceedings and you are not even found guilty, but the mere fact that you were involved, both the Judicial Service Commission and the Magistrates Commission do question you on those things. So it is quite clear that for you to be scrutinized by the JSC, there is a high ethical standard that is set for you. So for us, it is ironic, and it is really inappropriate for the people who are scrutinizing lawyers to be judges and magistrates are themselves unethical or have been found to have been unethical. That is the concern for us, and which is why we believe that Parliament as a body should have been careful in taking the decision on who becomes a member of these commissions. There is a requirement in terms of the Constitution for Parliament as an institution to be 100% certain that it is protecting and upholding the judiciary. Section 165 of the Constitution says that Parliament and any other organ of state should take measures to ensure the independence, the effectiveness, and the dignity of the courts. And so for us, that requirement was not followed when Parliament decided to designate these individuals as part of the JSC and the Magistrates Commission.
Now, your NGO and five others, in fact, wrote to Parliament to object to the possibility of Dr. Klope being designated. That has now happened. What can you do now?
So, yes, Judges Matter and six other organizations, we did write to the Speaker to raise the concerns about Parliament's decision to designate certain individuals. The Speaker wrote back and said, look, there are measures in terms of the oath of office and the rules of Parliament that require members of Parliament to uphold certain ethical standards. And then she ultimately said she would leave it to the National Assembly as a body to take the decision. So ultimately, it was the National Assembly as a body that took the decision. And for us, that is the concern, right? Because a party can nominate someone. A party that was elected to the National Assembly can nominate anyone to be part of the JSC. But it is the Parliament as a body, Parliament as a collective, that is supposed to take the final decision. And when we look at the previous Parliament, the sixth Parliament, the Zondo Commission was very damning to say, you as Parliament failed in your responsibility to uphold accountability, to ensure that democratic institutions are functioning properly. You failed in that responsibility. So our expectation was that Parliament, in the seventh Parliament, they would have learned some lessons from the Zondo Commission. They would have learned some lessons from the past, and they would be very careful in who they put in these democratic institutions, so that those institutions are strong, credible, are effective in their responsibility. So it was quite disappointing to see Parliament vote to put these people forward. Now, what should be done at this moment? There is already work. The Freedom Under Law has already indicated that they are taking the decision to court. They will be challenging the decision on the grounds of rationality and the rule of law, and that is encapsulated in Section 1 of the Constitution. Now, that rationality argument, it goes along the lines that were similarly made in the case involving Menzi Simana. You'll remember that former President Zuma appointed Menzi Simelane as the head of the National Prosecuting Authority. And at the time, the Chinwala Commission had found Menzi Simelane to not have been credible as a witness in those proceedings. And so what the Constitutional Court said is that it was irrational for former President Zuma to appoint Mr. Simelane to be the head of the NPA and completely ignore the findings of the Chinwala Commission, who said that he was not credible as a witness. So on that same principle, it applies in this situation where Parliament as a body was supposed to be careful and thoughtful in who it puts forward, especially when there is findings by the Judicial Service Commission that said that Dr. Tlhope was guilty of gross misconduct, which is the worst form of misconduct that a person holding judicial office can be found guilty of. They completely ignored those findings and they said he's suitable to sit on the JSC. So that is the argument that is being made, and that case is being filed by the Freedom Under Law NGO.
I see. Now, may I ask you about some other designations? What do you make of the designation of economic freedom fighters, Commander-in-Chief Mr. Julius Malema, on the JSC?
So, yes. Firstly, I think we need to understand the role of the members of Parliament on the JSC and the Magistrates Commission. Let's start with the JSC. The JSC is made up of 23 members. 13 of those members are lawyers and judges. There's a law academic. And so the majority of the people on the JSC are legally trained people. So the 10 members of Parliament do not necessarily need to be legally trained. They don't need to be lawyers themselves, because their role on the JSC is to raise the concerns of the ordinary people who use the courts during the process of the JSC. So the role of their participation on the JSC is really to serve as public representatives. And in fact, the current speaker, Ms. Togo Didiza, when she was a member of the JSC, she played that role effectively. She's not a lawyer, but she was very good at asking questions of ethics, of asking questions about gender and the functioning of the courts and how they interpret the law in consideration of gender factors. So she played that role well because she understood the role of the Member of Parliament as a public representative on the JSC. So similarly, we are not judging Dr. Tlhope on his legal qualifications. Of course, he has a PhD from Cambridge, which is a very high and an esteemed qualification. But there is more to it that is required when you are a member of parliament. You should be able to ask questions of ethics. So Mr. Malema, initially, there was some uproar around his appointment. And initially, in fact, over the last 10 years he served on the JSC, there have been concerns about his behavior on the JSC, where he used that platform to try and advocate for what are issues that are not really related to someone's suitability to be a judge. It was more to do with party politics. But over the last 2 years, he has changed. He has been much more effective as a commissioner. He's raised very difficult questions about people's ethics, ironically. He has questioned candidates on their ethical standards, on their understanding of substantive equality in terms of the Constitution, their understanding of transformation. And one of the interesting things that he raised recently was that transformation is not just about numbers. It's about the substantive understanding of the Constitution and how someone will apply the Constitution if they are appointed as a judge. And so Mr. Malema has made quite a shift as a member of the JSC. He's been quite effective and has added some value in how the JEC functions. And so the role of a member of parliament is important. We believe as the JEC as an institution is unique. It is the only body in the whole of the South African state that includes the representation from the judiciary, from the legislature, and from the executive sitting in one room and deciding on an important issue like the appointment of judges. So we do would want that uniqueness to be kept, but we want the right people to be doing that job.
Thank you. That was Mr. Mbeki Zeli Benjamin of Judges Matters speaking to This News. And I am Chris Stain. Thank you, sir.